Welcome to Super Tatis for Vieira. Here we're going to start with the Rashi. Hashem says, Ani Hashem. Rashi says, Ani Ne'man L'Shalem Shchar. You know that I'm going to, you can trust me that I'm going to give rewards. During World War II in London, Rav Moshe Schneider's yeshiva was under tough times. Obviously, a lot of London was under tough times, and a lot of the world was under tough times. And it was very difficult for them to make ends meet, and they finally, to be able to make sure the Bachrim would be able to eat, they made a deal with a local bakery that the day before's stale bread would be given to the yeshiva Bachrim if they would come the next day early in the morning to get it. But obviously it would have to be gotten early in the morning before the Starim, and it was a big tircha to do. And there was one Bachar there called Moshe Reichman, who would go before 5 in the morning or so to go get the bread. And this was such a not covetic thing to do. It was very bazooya. It was not a dignified necessity or anything else like that. But he took it upon himself to do it because it was going to keep the boys learning. So he did that. And one day, Rav Schneider, the Rish Yeshiva, noticed what he was doing, and he gave him a bracha. He says, today you are a mavuza, but the day will come where you're a usher godol mechubad. You're going to be wealthy, you're going to be great, and you're going to be honored. And all of that came to fruition. And that's just a sign that Kadosh Baruch Hu is ne'eman l'shalem shchar. Sometimes we just don't know exactly how these things kind of come together, but if you're doing the right thing, you never really will lose out. A story about Rav Gershon Edelstein that I liked, from his grandson. They sat down and learned Yerushalmi, and they learned it with a Mefurshim, and they came up with a Chiddush, a very Mechiddush way to read the Yerushalmi. And later, he discovered that indeed the Or HaChaim, the Or Sameach, also had the same approach, and was happy. So the next day, he gave shir, and he mentioned over that idea, but he mentioned in the name of the Or Sameach. So his grandson came up to him and asked him. He said, "I don't understand you. You know, you came up with this yesterday. Why do you say it only in the name of the Or Sameach?" And his response was, "Well, what does it add to their understanding of the Pshat if I told them that I also came up with it?" Meaning to say, like, he had such anova, he was such a humble person, that it didn't really seem to matter to him to take the recognition for coming up with a really wonderful idea. Instead, it was most important to communicate the Torah that he wanted to communicate to his Talmidim during Shir, and everything else was just simply unimportant. Third story is a Gemara in Megillah Chav Zayin Amud Beis. This is when the Talmidim of Rabbi Zakkai asked him how he was zocha to such old age. One of the things he said was, Lo vabitalti kiddush hayom, meaning I didn't miss kiddush on Shabbos. And then he says, Im zekeina haisali, I had an old mother. Pam achas machra kipa shibarosha, v'yavili kiddush shal yom. So what happened? It sounded like they had some financial difficulty, and they needed money to be able to buy kiddush. And his mother sold one of her head coverings, kippah shebarosha, so it was a hat or a scarf or something, in order to buy kiddush. Obviously, she probably, if they didn't have enough money to buy kiddush, they probably didn't have so many head coverings, but presumably she still had one to cover her hair or some means to cover her hair. But nevertheless, she sold it. So the question is, how was he zocha to Arichus Yomim for something his mother did? His mother was the one who did this act of religious heroism, and he's the one who's saying, I never was batal mikirish hayom, and this was for, you know, this is why I was zocha l'arichus yom. So I think the answer is probably that one way to teach people and to inspire people is to speak to them directly. And another way to do it is to lead by example. It's true, she's the one who did the act of heroism, but what did he do that made her feel like Kiddush was so important that she was ready to sell her scarf or her hat for him to be able to make Kiddush? So I think, you know, the answer is that he gave such value to Kiddush Hayom, and he was such an earnest person, that she couldn't imagine a scenario where they would miss Kiddush. And because of his extraordinary influence, she was ready to do that. So whatever he did in leading by example had such a hashpa, not only on himself, but had hashpa on other people. On to some Divrei Torah. Chassam Tzofer. This is great. So it says, Vitzaveim El B'nei Yisrael. And he says to tell them, L'chalok kavod l'paro, to give kavod to Paro. So why are we giving so much kavod to Paro? Paro didn't seem like a great guy. So Chassam Sofer says, you know why he had to give kavod to Paro? Because disgrace gives a kapara for avonos. And if Paro has a kapara, it's going to be really hard in the world of din to give him all those makos. So let's not do that. Second, if you notice, it's a mefirsh pasuk that the grains during these makos, during barad and whatnot, they do not get destroyed. All of Mitzrayim is being completely razed, and Rashi points out how extraordinary and absurd this is. He says, "Pilei plaim, it is astonishing shelo laku." That they didn't get destroyed. So the Shefa Chaim makes a very astute observation. He says, you know, there's a good reason to appreciate why Kadosh Baruch Hu did this. In only a few months from now, Klal Yisrael is going to be leaving Mitzrayim, and they're going to need a lot of matzah. And matzah doesn't come from nowhere. They're going to need all these grains. So that's why they needed it. Kadosh Baruch Hu was dealing with the needs of Klal Yisrael before they came to existence. A stipler that is very I'm very fond of, by Tzvardea, Chazal tell us that when the Tzvardea was hit, there would be more Tzvardeim, which means that every time a Mitzri was hitting a Tzvardea, they saw with their own eyes that more of the thing that they didn't want was going to happen. Said differently, they knew in instantaneous results that if they were going to go forward with hitting this creature, they were going to get more pain, but they did it anyway. How could they act in such an irrational way? Says the stipler, it's very simple. This is the strength of anger. You know, anger takes away all of our rationality. It's something which puts us in a terrible downward spiral, and it is impossible for us to do things which make sense in a certain way. And we can become so irrational that we're ready to give ourselves much more pain. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Nedarim, Kol HaKoyes Kol Minei Gehenim Sholted Bo. Anybody who becomes anger, they get all this terrible Gehenim. And one of the explanations that's brought in the Ran there is that it's not that they're going to get a punishment after this life. It's that when you are angry, you are actually in Gehenim at that very moment. Meaning to say, you are experiencing this terrible, terrible thing, and it is you can see where it takes a person. Okay, Or HaChaim. It says, it's very, very interesting. It says, he's yasev lifnei Paro. You know, stand up in front of Paro. The Or HaChaim makes a observation that in front of a regular king, you have to act with a lot of hachno'ah, with a lot of subjugation. And here, he's going with a koma zakufa. I would add to this, meaning completely standing up in kind of a almost a proud way, and I would add, you know, we say it's usur to go in a koma zakufa in this world. There's a Gemara Kiddushin because of Meloko, Aretz Kvodo, because of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod, and everything else like that. So if that's true, then it's even absurd to, you know, to act with a koma zakufa here. So how could that be? But then, you know, there is a kind of a different approach that we see with respect to the brachos in Bechukosa. He says we're going to go bekomamius, right? They're going to be komamius means bekoma zakufa, and not only that, but the bracha in Bechukosa says so. There we're going to be walking koma zakufa, and in the bracha of Avarava, the solichenu komimius, they are tzeinu brinus. You know, same again, same idea, is that there is a possibility that we'll be standing with koma zakufa. So it comes out that there are two different kinds of koma zakufas. One is when you're standing up straight because you're all that, and the other one is when you're standing up straight because a Kodesh Baruch Hu has sent you to do something. Here, it's the latter case, is that Moshe Rabbeinu here is on a mission to help with the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And even though usually with a king, you act with hachna'a to them, here, this is the mission of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they act with hachna'a to you. Okay, let's leave you with a kasha or two. So, in Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lahem, Rashi says, Shari, Hiv Tachtim Velo Kayamti, I made a Havtocha, I made a promise, and it has not yet come to be. Why don't we just say, why are we saying Lo Kayamti? Why don't we just say that the time had not yet come to be Mekayim? The time for the Gula hasn't come yet. Meaning, why is this something saying that you don't know me? Okay, lo kayamti. And, you know, it's very easy to say that this is before the 400 years. Second kasha, by the Orov, in Perkhes Pasuk Yud Zayin, finally Rashi says, in the Agoda, Chomakumaka, it explains why this is mida keneged mida, so I guess the question is, you know, you could have mentioned this at Makas Dam. What's the nafka mina? Why you didn't mention it up until now? Last one in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud. It says v'adam v'hema. Rashi says, you say, how do you know they still had v'hema? Didn't we see v'yamos kol mikne mitzrayim? And no, the answer is there was no gezeira for the domestic ones, the ones in the houses, but the ones with the sados, the ones out in the fields, were the ones that died. So it's a kasha. Why is it with borod a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to bring the animals into the houses, but for dever he didn't make such a distinction? Meaning, what was to be learned from that? And take a look at the Nachlas Yaakov, the Bir Besod, the Maskel David, and you could probably see something in the Rambam too. Thank you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.